starting yet, but we are going to be starting from the two dots on Dalet Amud Beis.
Is Rebbetzin coming also to Harusha Shah?
No. Okay. Dr. Gemara, I'm a Chaver and Budrani. Amr Shmuel. The Kulan Achiyaymer Shani Eichelach Shani Tayamlach. The Pashup Shat Shmuel is saying that the Dani Mimcham or Fashani Mimcham or Rukhani Mimcham is not working. It doesn't work by itself. It has to end with Shani Eicholach. Shani Eicholach works by itself because the word Shani is extra. If the guy is bothering you to eat by you, just say Eicholach. But the fact that he says Shani is saying what I eat. So he's banning what he eats. But Mudani doesn't work. So it says it does work. It's only if he ends the sentence. Now the Gemara right away could have jumped on the Aser Aser. The Gemara feels it has a better question first. But and there you can't say, because over there, can't say but Medvar Mamurim because over there, Ashani Eichelach, everybody agrees works by itself. So the Gemara Tani Hachi Kvarama Madani, which is a Daichet, the Rush speaks out. That is, if you said Madani, if when you said Madani, you have to finish Ashani Eichelach, Yochi and Resha. Not that they're the same Brysa, but if the normal way of wording it would be the Medvar Mamurim, not Kvaramar. Why word it in such a strange way? Describe if you tell me Madani works by itself. See, you want to exclude the possibility of a Medvar Mamurim. But if you tell me Madani doesn't work by itself, so why don't you write it like the first Brysa? Behind, Asar Asar Amar Lila Misni. It says Asar in both Brysas twice. El Amar Shmuel, Em Zagmar El Amar Shmuel, different shot. Time is Amar Shani Echolach Shani Tarim Lachud Asar V'chaveh Mutter. Then it's only one way. Av El Amar Madani Amach Lachudeh. So it means me from you and my Nechassim from you, which means you from me. Shnei Masurim, Kadam Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, Madani Amach Shnei Masurim. Now the Gemara is going to zero in on Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina, because we're now saying Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina. We have problems with Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina. Tzan Chassam, Tzan, Hareini Alecha Chayim Hamudar Aser. And we don't say it goes both ways. Abba Madar Loi. Now the Gemara is going to parish Vatalai Loi. He explained himself as Vatalai Loi. By the way, there's an important rush here that says the explanation can only work one way. And he says, only one way, me from you, but not you from me. But he can't say, Madani Amach, and I don't mean myself from you, because that's not what the words mean. Madani Amach for sure means me from you. So therefore, he can explain not to go both ways, but he can't explain that it doesn't answer him. And the Farshim speak out that this explanation can work Achik Kadei Dibor. Because if it would only work Tech Kadei Dibor, he can go both ways. He can change his mind. Now, Lachi is by Tech Kadei Dibor, you can change your mind. The fact that the Rush speaks out, you can only change one way, not the other way. The Nachrayim is a Raya, that you're changing it after Kadei Dibur. And you're explaining, I only meant it one way. And then you can only explain it, that you didn't mean he should be Usher from you. But you can't explain it that you didn't mean you shouldn't be Usher from him, because the words clearly state that you said that you should be Usher from him. Dr. Gemara, there it says also only one way. Dr. Gemara departs Rani Alochla. But what are you going to say? They said stama. Just harayni alecha haratalai means both ways. The sefer says if he says both, they're both aser. Hadenu nishnei masurim hastamu aser v'chaver mutter. Means that means only if he speaks out both, but not only one way. So first we have to answer Rabbi Yitzchak B'Chanina. The mutter ani lach shnei masurim. Madani Hemach is one way. Hareini Alacha is one way. Mudrani Lach is two ways. Madani Hemach was the Chaber Mutter. Aiva Mesnisin Detani Hemach. Our Mishnah doesn't say Lach, it says Hemach. And now you're telling me Hemach is only one way. So why does Shmuel need Chani Echelach? Bekim Dulu Mesnisin with Shmuel. Bekula Machi Yayma Chani Chaymach Chani Echelach. Who does it? Madani Hemach Shnei Masurim. Didn't we say Madani Hemach too? Now we're saying even Rebbe Zimchanina never said that. So now we're saying a new pshat in Shmuel. Because he ended Shani Yechol Shani Tayam, it limits the Mudarni to be food. Not that Mudari Mecha by Hamach doesn't work by itself. It's just a bigger Isser. It even Asher's pleasure. Don't think about Hachi Leimish Mohachi. Remember Omar, Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach. I'm sorry. The Omar, Shani, this is the way the Rosh is Gairus. The Omar, Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach, Ein Asher Lebachila. Why doesn't Shmuel say that Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach limits it? Instead of saying, Bekulam Achi Eimar, the wording is not right. And for the Gemara, different shot. Allah Hachi Eimar.
Who on the
Chiyomar
means nothing, that's why?
That's Parshat Chat. Yet, if Shmuel means to say Shani Eichel is a limitation, say that. Shmuel should be saying those words instead of saying Bekulam Achi Eimar. Achi Eimar is mashma that nothing works till you say. Not it's limited when you say. And for the Gemara, Elohi, my time is Hashem Yerachloch Shani Toim Lachudaser. You know, this Gemara's kasha could have been asked as soon as we said that Pshat Namad Beis, that Madari means both ways. We would have asked, why doesn't Shmuel say that? But we asked other questions, and now we get to this question. And for the Gemara, Elohi, my time is Hashem Yerachloch Shani Toim Lachudaser. I have Madari and Machle Mashma Damar Aser, because it has two meanings. Granted that one is stronger than the other, but the other one is a legitimate meaning, which means, it's a yad she'ein mechiyach. My time and muda ani mechol and mistake ni b'dach mashma, I won't talk to you. But b'shani mechol and b'avid ni mechmasa mat mashma. B'dachkani mechol and b'kmini b'dal damas di lach mashma. There's another legitimate explanation. Zog di Gemara.
Part of that, does that mean, even since it's two sedadim, it's b'yav kol v'chumra, right? I mean, there's two ways to
look at it. No, that means it's not a yad mechiyach. It means nothing. It's not pshat you go to Chumrah. You don't go. Nadarim needs a yad mechiyach according to Shmuel. If it's not mechiyach, it's not a yad in halacha. If it's not a yad, you didn't express yourself.
Not a
neder.
What's that even for the
Dalai Lama? Not for nothing. That's what, again, that's what the Rosh learned. The Azim Shatim and Rishaitim. The Rosh Hashita is that yad shein mechiyach means you have two possible explanations, even though one is a more likely explanation. Which of the Rosh learns is here. And the more likely one means this or not, but it could have another legitimate explanation, which makes it Ein Mechiyach.
There's a call something like Dorim Lechumra here.
Never heard that. Oh, I don't know where you got that.
I saw it somewhere. So
yeah, okay, well, you see it.
Mechiyach, there's no other way to explain it.
What?
Mechiyach, there's no other way to explain it.
Mechiyach means there's no legitimate way. There might be another way, but it's far out, way far out. Not acceptable.
This is not way far.
That's what it said. Again, most people would answer that it means I know, but it's not. It's still a legitimate. That's the word I'm concentrating on. Dr. Kamar Leib, Kasav Shmuel Yedayin Shem Mechichas Lahav Yedayin. In Shmuel Mukum Lamasni Yigurim Yehuda, Dami Yedayin Shem Mechichas Lahav Yedayin. He says it's going like a Yehuda, who says Yedayin Shem Mechichas is not a Yedayin. But none. Gubba Shoget HaMatayas Lachol Adam. The get has to sabotage the chaladim because that's what the get is doing. It's releasing her. We're concentrating on the word minoi. You have to speak out that you're the one divorcing her. Why do you have to say that? There it is, because the get has to clearly state that there's being a divorce here because of the halacha of krisis. Now, but we're assuming that you would apply the halachas of yodas here, whether it's clear or not. That is clarity. So obviously Shmuel is saying, I hold like a Yehuda, you need more clarity.
What else could it mean?
Maybe somebody else is writing the get for her. Maybe somebody else is doing the divorce.
Nobody else can divorce this person.
That's what the Chacham say. But it's not clear in this get. It has to be clear in this get. Now, I have a question because there are other things. It says, Eich Sheruvein Amar. So I'm not sure Eich Sheruvein said to his wife, Harriet. So I'm not sure why you need the word Minoi more than that. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the get has to clearly indicate that he's doing it. Not because, again, because get needs krisis. Now, once you need krisis, you need clarity. The halacha of Yodai is determined clarity.
So, Harriet, Mutir Zichol Adam, what is not clear?
That he is the one handing her the divorce.
Who
says it's him?
That's his question. That's And the problem of Dibur.
There's no Dibur by Get.
No. We spoke about last week that there's another problem of that it's really Dibur, and this is only a Raya B'Alma. Rebbe said there's two. The Gemara speak about two different problems.
No, I did not say that. What I said was, Get is not Dibur, so why are we bringing Yonis into Get? Get is an action of divorcing her. There's no Dibur involved. In fact, he doesn't even speak. He writes it. I said there's two parts to this. We're concentrating on the Minoy in this Gemara. So I said that since Get needs Krisus, it has to be clear in the Shtar that he is divorcing her. And therefore, how much clarity do you need? Rabbanon say, another Megarish Eishes Chaveroi, tells me this is clear enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we need more clarity. So we're comparing it to clarity by the Dorim. Zantik my writer, Amai Dachik Shmuel, look at my season, Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rabbanon. Have a God, then you die, Machifas. Why did he have to say our Mishnah means to make it Machiach? Maybe Medari Amach can work because he got Shein Machiach. That would have been the simple way of learning the Mishnah. So somebody asked last week, maybe because he holds that way. I think it was Dr. Harris. The answer is, the Ran says, he only holds that way because he sees it in the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Rav Masnissen Kshisem, he's talking to the guy. Obviously he's saying Shani Yechol Shani Taim to you because you're the guy bothering me. So he saw the Mishnah, he needed Daim Mashichas, therefore he passes like a Yehuda. Abai says it is Yadayim, Rava says it's not. Amar Rava, Rabbi Asberli, Amar Krod, Nasir, Lazul Hashem. Makishad is Naziris, Naziris. My Naziris is Bafla. You speak it out clearly. Avyadis Naziris has to have a flaw, which means the clarity of the Yad. Lame and Punkter, Rebuta, Rabbana, Kamifli, Yitnai, Guba, Shagat, Tamatas, Tukhalatam, Rebuta, Mavdain, Nehubanoim, Mitzay, Viterachim, Agarat, Pesurim, Vatari, Shvukim, maybe it's a Machloikas, Tanoim. So the Gemara is going to change his mind on this part. Bayi damek rabbanon, v'rabbi damek Rabbi Yehuda, hit tahav amina, v'lecha bayi, no do amar filu Rabbi Yehuda. At kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda, bini zay mechichas, aga beget, to bring increases v'leka. You need more clarity than you need by a netter. Ava ba'al, mabi shamit bayi, who says by netter he would hold that way? V'rabbi amar no do amar filu rabbanon. At kan lekam rabbanon, to bini zay mechichas, aga beget, they know the megara sheshes chavere. It's clear enough. I don't need the expression in the get. I know that. Ella, Ava ba'al, mabi shamit bayi, but maybe by the dorim, you need mechiyach. Meitzvei. Hari hu alai, hari zeh alai. Usher, if this guy says about a loaf of bread, hari hu alai, hari zeh alai, it's us meshu yad, karet lekarbon. Because hu is usually used hari hu, carbon. So therefore, when he says this bread is hari hu, he's saying like a carbon, which means it's usher to me. Taimed am alai hu das, avalai am alai lai, took to that bari, isn't it a yachain mechia without the word alai? Am alai, no, because taimed am alai hu das, avalai hu, lam alai, hari hu hefker. There's another legitimate explanation. Unless a lie. Yes. Are you raising your hand? I don't know what he's doing there. Who has a Rabbi Amon?
The Gemara says it's Harehu by Corbin. Forget about now here. The regular case, Harehu works for Corbin.
If there's an animal there.
If there's an animal there.
Yeah. It won't work if a guy has a table there.
Harehu, this is my dinner tonight.
Harehu. You don't say that. You know, you that's not a legit. You know, people don't say, Harry, who my dinner? They don't say that. The guy standing in front of an animal, he's saying, Harry, who? He's talking about the animal. You're right.
My pet. Mine. Whose animal is it? Harry,
who? He's not saying this. No, he's actually. Harry, who? This is. Also, don't use English.
Well, forgive me. Maybe it's not in the Corbin mindset.
I guess you're not.
Harry, this should be
like what? Well, this should be. But he's talking to an animal. He says this should be.
This should be. This
don't say this should be my dinner.
Should be my flock. This should be mine. If only this belonged to me.
I mean, you're talking. There's no. You're not talking to people. You're talking to the animal. If you're talking to your wife, you'll say, this is a good enough dinner. Or it's not a good enough dinner. But if you're talking to the food, you don't look at the chicken and say, you are my dinner. Well, you're sanctified. You're announcing that this is your dinner?
It means Corbin, right?
Again, by an animal means carbon. By a dinner.
No. Oh, dinner views of his son is Mukhatanam. But I have a question. Harehu by a korban, is that a yad?
No. Yad, yes.
It is?
You
yes.
asked that, right? You just asked.
No. If you hold, according to Abaye, well, that's a problem. A lie.
Says you have to say a lie.
Yeah. So,
that's not true, because by a carbon you might not have to say a lie. Could be by Hari who is Machiach, even by according to Rava. Could be. But when you're talking about bread, and you're saying Hari who, if it's good enough for carbon, why isn't it good enough for bread? Let it be a Yad Sheina Machiach. So the answer is, because here there's an other equal possibility. Because do my after how it's not a comer. But Nashu Yad with carbon tubby. By an animal we say means who? Is it carbon? We don't say Arihu Hefker. He might not be asking the bread on himself. He might be asking the bread on everybody. He can't donate a chatas or an asham. The Rosh speaks out in asham vadai, but an asham taller is among the other that says you can donate. Because if he's chayav, why is Harizukhatas enough of a Yad Sheina Mechiach? Didn't he say he holds even like Rabbi Yehuda? How did they? He changed his mind. So the Gemara had a lame Rabbi Damek Rabbi Yehuda. So if he changed his mind, did Rabbi change his mind? So the Gemara had a lame Rabbi Damek Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara had a lame Rabbi Damek Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara had a lame Rabbi Damek Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't change his mind. Okay, I'm going to speak on a new shot in Yashiyahu B'Kedushin that should alleviate everybody's non-clarity. We had a problem because Kedushin is not Dibor. Kedushin is an action. So I tried a different shot last week, and it didn't go over well. And the problem didn't go over well is Reb Chaim Brisker says, if you don't understand it well, you can't transmit it well. So I'm going to say a different shot, which is much easier, which Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, so you have good company. He says, and somebody suggested that here, I think it was Dr. Harris, that ki yikach ish isha requires a dibur. That when a person, ki yikach ish isha, is saying he has to take her, that needs dibur. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says. And therefore, the Gemara compares Kedushin to Nadar. Because there is a requirement of speech by Kedushin. If he's talking to her about marriage, it works without him saying, because they're talking about marriage is the speech. But you always require a dibur. That's your prime of in this shot, and that should alleviate everybody's problems. Well, isn't that what we do?
Yeah.
He says he has to tell the Adam, I'm going in to do it with Shem Kedushin. Yeah, he has to. Bias doesn't work on its own. The Adam has to know he's doing it with Shem Kedushin.
Is writing good enough?
So that's a shayla, because Shtar says what he would say. So the Chayri, that would be like a Dibur. But that's because Ksiva does the same thing. There's a tshuva. What if a guy writes a shua? He writes a netter.
Once you give the star, that's more than dibur.
Why is it more than dibur?
Because he's also including the money for kedushin.
No, he's not. Star works by itself.
Oh, that's right.
Kehager has a tshuva. If a guy writes a shua or writes a netter, is a chal. Or is there in the Torah what actual dibur? If Kehager is a tshuva. I think he possibly that it works.
I was always bothered. What, an IOU?
That's not a netter. You can write a million things. He's talking about when the Torah talks about speech. Shua netter. Does Steve work?
I was always bothered. Sometimes I doubt. Sometimes I doubt faster than the Seaboard. There's a little bit of an interval that I'm able to write something after Yishtabach, before that we didn't get there. Can I write something? I'm asking Rabbi Yitzhak, not what you want to think.
Not so simple. I don't think it's so simple. I'm not sure. I shouldn't talk. I don't know. Can't talk.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's a big shaila of Ksiba Kedibur to how degree we take it. I remember my receiver once asked in this year, if you hold Hiru Kedibur, some people hold Hiru Kedibur, so why isn't the guy that's Mahar in Middle Shemen Esrei being Mastik in Middle Shemen Esrei?
What's Kedibur? Hiru
It's a Gemara in Bracha that says one man the Amar al Tira Kedibur. If you think Kriya Shema, it's like you said it, we don't pass them that way. Then according to that man the Amar, if a guy's Mahar and Dvar and Betelum, a middle Shemain Esri, was he Mastik? So obviously the answer is no, but the question is why, but we're not getting into Sugya now, that's not our Sugya. Nothing my right turn by Reb Papa Yeshua the Kedushin. Hey, Chidom. Even if Dabba Lali Shah Reb Kedesh Levo Chavert Tavat Namim Ti accepts for both. Pshita Hayinu Kedushin Atzma. Dabba Lali Shah Reb Kedesh Levo Amar Lali Chavert Tavat. Mi Amin Avat Nami Amar Lali Chavert Tavat 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 Kedushin Chavert Tavat. Adum Avat Chazoy Amar Lali, which is a far out translation, but it's a possible one. The Chavert Tavat Lali Tavat Tavat Kedushin Chavert Tavat. Frank the Gemara Mi Baila Reb Papa. How can he have that child? He asks the Shmuel, who says, our Rabbi Kadeshus works without the word Li. And he says, I, Shmuel, hold your diet, Shemichikus is not good. Now, why would he ask the question of the, he should have asked a stronger question. There might not be Yad by Kedushin. So, the Gemara, the Chal the Shmuel, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Kedushin. So, the Gemara, Chal the Mbiga by the Shmuel, the Shmuel, the Rabbi, he had two Shilas. Is there a Yad by Kedushin? Even if there is, but Shmuel holds Yad Shein Mechich doesn't work, so how can he say because that just works? My Rabbi Papa Yashad Lepeya Yen Yad Lepeya. Hey, Chidam, you live in a Mayadin, Ugyu Levi Peya Vadei Nami, he Peya Mal Yasi. He can be boy like a number of Vadei 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 Nami. Now, Peya is not halacha in speech. But Peya is halacha that we compare to the Dar. So the question is, do we compare it that you can have a Yad to identify what you're leaving as Peya? Because the Torah better hekesh. We're going to see that in the Gemara in a minute. Chal Yigamar Sada Kulu Tavi Peya Tavi Peya. Does that mean once a guy harvests one, the rest can be Peya? A time in Aisha Asko said Peya Aisha Aisha Tamalemer Pasacha. You can make the whole thing. It doesn't say Peya Shiva Sada. So the Gemara Mi Amina Kiva Diskus to Kabbalas. This is the Havamina. Ma Kabbalas Yeshlam Yad Apeya Yeshla Yad. I do Maki Yiskus to Baltago Diskus. It's a hekesh. Usually we say Ain Hekesh Lamanza. But over here, Peya is not the fairest in the pasuk. That's how we spoke out the Ran. Peya is excused at Nami, Mokzeleka, Chikhu Peya. All right, mention him tomorrow morning.